Hey, greeting saints. It's Sister Amen, and Brother Two Posts isn't here tonight. He said that there'll be some audios of me just sharing for sisters and him sharing for brothers, and so tonight that's the case, I guess. So I'm here to encourage you sisters around the world, and it was kind of a last-minute thing, so I put some notes together and just sharing some thoughts with you, things we did today, and, well, I guess I'll just share. We did some travel, and I did my typical Titus II things with shopping, and I found a few good deals, and cooking meals and cleaning them up, and then cooking more and cleaning that up. You sisters know, you know, the cooking, cleaning thing, it's a daily thing, but it's a good blessing that the Lord gives us, you know. It means we have food to feed people and plates to clean and things like that. And then I did spend several hours on technology for the website, and I didn't quite master it, and I had to kill my flesh. But I think I have another idea that I might try at some point, but sometimes you just got to put things down and think about it and then go back to it later, and that's good too. Being patient, learning patience and flesh killing and things like that, that's just our reasonable service that we do, and it's all for the glory of God. So we'll just see what happens with all that. And yeah, so I did a audio Bible reading on 1 Timothy 1, and I put that up, and so I thought tonight maybe we would just like look through some of the verses on that. So I'm going to read 1 Timothy 1:11. Let's see. According to the glorious gospel of the... Well, hold on a second. Let me back up a minute here. I just wanted to say before that it's talking about the law, and that it wasn't made for the righteous man but for the lawless. And then he goes through and he lists a lot of the lawless things in there. And then we get to verse 11, and it says, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I was pondering that, you know, that's so big, the life-saving gospel. And it says glorious, the glorious gospel. And we know the gospel gives life. And then he says, of the blessed God. And so this was all committed to his trust. And if you think about it, we have that gospel, that glorious gospel, and it's committed to us too. So God is trusting us with it. And I don't know, it's kind of hard to fathom that. It's such a priceless gift. You know, it'd be like if you had the cure for cancer and nobody else in the world had it, or very few or whatever, and you're holding this priceless gift, and you are in charge and entrusted to carry that precious gift and do with it what should be done. And so for us, it's not the cure to cancer, but it's the cure for eternal life and for eternal damnation. And we get to share that in the world, and God trusts us with it. I don't know, it's just hard to fathom. It's yeah. So anyway, we don't want to hide it and keep it to ourselves. And let's see, 1 Timothy 1:12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And so he's thanking him for being counted faithful to be in the ministry of sharing that gospel. And I want us sisters to remember how wonderful and how glorious that is. And it's something not to be taken lightly. And it's like I said, you know, we're not going to hide that under a bushel or a bushel basket. I used to have those big bushel baskets. They're pretty awesome. You'd be able to hide a lot of light under them, but we don't want to do that. We want to put it up on a hill. We want to shout it from the rooftops. We want to share that wonderful life-saving gospel with everybody, just like Paul did. He committed his life for that. For what did it say? Of the blessed God. I love that. And so he talks about, let's see, counted him faithful to put him in the ministry. And, you know, us sisters are called to ministry too, for all the work that the Lord has for us. And a lot of our works are the same, kind of like, you know, the everyday service of being a godly woman, living unto him and doing everything in joy and thankfulness and contentment unto the Lord. And that's a lot of what I was just talking about earlier in the audio, you know, doing a lot of the same things we all do. And even more above that, well, along with that, but is sharing the gospel with the lost. And he does call us differently on that. He's called some of us to be out on the streets sharing it, some of us in our homes, some on email, you know, some on the internet, however it is that we can do the ministry. But we're all entrusted with that precious gospel to be ministering it to those around us and shining our light and standing and contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. And so, yeah, we have lots of work to do for the Lord. And I just want to say, you know, just because we may have different types of ministry when it comes to administering the gospel, it's all important to God and to the people who are going to receive it and maybe have ears to hear, because we're all parts of the body. And we need all the parts of the body to do God's will. And so we all have to be doing something different, because if we're all doing the same thing, it's just not going to get it all done, is it? You know, the Bible talks about that. And so 1 Timothy 1:15, it's verse 15, I'm sorry, same thing. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. I can't read tonight, it's getting late. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of who I am chief. And I don't want to sit and expound on that, because all I'm going to say is I was the chief of female sinners, and while the Lord had mercy on me, and I know Brother Tupos would say the same thing, and I wanted to read this about it. This says it, 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses us from all sin. And that's what he did. He can cleanse us from all that sin, and he did. And then he counts us worthy to be in the ministry sharing the gospel. And that would be you, sisters, too. And so we want to walk worthy of that calling, don't we? Let's see, verse 16. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. And I love that. You know, there's so much mercy and hope for those that believe on him to life everlasting. And I want to go look up that word everlasting. Hold on, I need to go down there. Right here, everlasting. I just wanted to read this because, let's see, perpetual, eternal, forever. I like this. Without being beginning and end, that which always has been and always will be. Never to cease, everlasting. I love that. You know, eternal life, that is everlasting. That's a long time. And no wonder it's such a precious gift to be given to people. Let's go on to verse 17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I love that. Amen, sisters. That's pretty awesome. I just thought it would be interesting to go through that since I read it today and I was kind of pondering on it. We could kind of like go into it and talk about it a little bit. I had another note here I was going to share about when we were out on the street this past weekend. A woman said something to me. I think I shared on one of the edification audios how this group of people were walking out of the bar and I was calling out to them. And there was a woman who would have been about the age of I was when I was doing all that, in her 30s or upper 30s or whatever, right before I was born again. I think I was 39 then. I have to add that up. Time goes by so fast, I can't remember. But anyway, she came over to talk, and she was with a group of four people, and we talked for quite a while. And during that talk, she happened to mention that minimalizing, you know, getting rid of things in her life, you know, whether it's like physical things or, you know, thoughts or people, and making her life smaller, she said, it gave her a lot more time to focus on what was important. And I thought that was really interesting because I shared our testimony with her and how we sold everything and how minimal our life is. And she said, that makes a lot of sense. My husband and I would love to do that someday. Well, hopefully she would be doing it within the Lord. She seemed to have a heart for her. And she also said something else. And this is going to go around why we have to take this ministry so important or so serious. She said that she homeschools her children and she's seeking more things of the Lord. And I told her I'd be happy to help her. And she said that her daughter, she didn't say how old she was in the public school system for a while, and this is one of the thoughts, or one of the reasons why they were homeschooling and pulling their children out of it, all the indoctrination that's going on. She said her daughter was encouraged by the public school system to think she's a boy. And she said it took 4 years pulling her out of there and deprogramming her before she would feel like a girl again. And that's a long time for a young person. And, you know, it just shows you how dark this world is getting and how serious we have to take our life in Christ. First of all, and first and foremost, our own life and our service to the Lord. We have to be strong and have the foundation on the biblical gospel, and then we can share it with others. And so, I don't know, it's a dark world, but yet we have this wonderful opportunity to share this everlasting life and hope and truth through Christ. And, you know, it just kind of bubbles out of us. If we have it, we want to share it. And yeah, so I'm just thankful to be a worker of the Lord and that He's called me in the ministry that He has out here on the street to be able to share with people. We are nobody. Brother Tupos and I have said that many times. We are nobody without Him. We were the worst of the worst, but He cleansed us. And now, I love that verse. You know, I didn't look it up. I probably should have. To whom much is given, much will be required. And then to whom much has been forgiven, they love much. And we do love our Lord, and everything that He's done for us, we want to do back for Him even more if we can, when we can just only do the best that we can. And we're so blessed to be able to encourage saints all over the world and the brethren encouraging one another as we're striving on where the Lord has us, pressing through, shining our light, and being a great encouragement to others. And so anyway, I'm going to let you go with this, 2 Corinthians 13:11. I know I've read this before, but I love it. Well, we read scriptures all the time that we keep repeating and we love it. We can do that. So here it is. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. And that's true, isn't it, sisters? The God of love and peace can be with us if we're walking in His ways, if we have a pure heart for Him. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So I'm going to let you go, and Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow to edify you again, and let's see what the day brings. I'm not even going to guess or try to figure out what it might be. We're just going to see if we get the day and then see what happens in it. All right, hold fast, sister saints. Love to you all. May God be praised.